This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Afghan civilians continue to bear the brunt of the Taliban takeover in the country, where humanitarian needs remain critical and widespread among existing and newly displaced populations, UN agencies said on Tuesday. Some 18 million people in the country need aid assistance, and one in three children is expected to be severely malnourished this year, said the UN Children's Agency UNICEF. Here's the agency's Chief of Field Operations and Emergency, Mustafa Ben Masoud, speaking in Kabul on Tuesday.
While in Kandahar, I've seen direct impact of this recent flare infighting. And that direct impact is severely malnourished children. I've seen injured in such a way that it's difficult to describe young children as young as 10 months.
Inside Kabul, Mr. Ben Masoud said that the situation was improving, although mobile health teams from the World Health Organization had been forced to halt operations in recent days owing to insecurity. There is great need there that we need to attend to, the UNICEF official added. Vaccinations to prevent the spread of Ebola virus have begun in Côte d'Ivoire following the discovery of an outbreak there 3 days ago. Confirming the move, the UN Health Agency said that high-risk populations, including health workers and first responders, had received shots on Monday in the West African nation. Vaccines were made available from neighbouring Guinea, where an outbreak of the highly infectious hemorrhagic disease was declared over on 19th of June. In a statement, the World Health Organization said the Côte d'Ivoire outbreak was declared after the authorities confirmed that Ebola virus had entered the country via a patient who'd travelled to Abidjan by road from Guinea. The patient is currently receiving treatment at a hospital in Abidjan, said the World Health Organization, which added that effective early treatment and supportive care can significantly improve chances of surviving Ebola. The rapid expansion of humanitarian assistance is needed in crisis-hit northern Mozambique, the head of the IOM, the UN Migration Agency, said on Tuesday. Speaking from Metuge district, which hosts over 125,000 people displaced by insecurity in Cabo Delgado province, Antonio Vitorino explained that although IOM reaches tens of thousands of families every month, significant additional funding is needed. This will cover life-saving humanitarian needs and help to implement durable solutions, Mr. Vitorino said. In the last week of July, more than 9,200 displaced people were on the move, according to the UN agency. In the first half of this year, IOM Mozambique provided assistance to more than 600,000 in Cabo Delgado. However, it warned that operations remained underfunded, with $58 million needed to support work in Mozambique, including $21.7 million to respond to immediate life-saving humanitarian needs in the north. Katie Dartford, UN News.